Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi is dedicated in memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver, Aleh HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition with the next Mishnah, which in Yerushalmi is called Halacha Dalid, and is found at the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud. In the Vilna edition, it is found on Daf Ches Amud Beis. It is interesting to note that in Shas Bavli, this Mishnah is part of the Mishnah at the top of this Amud, which begins with the words Beishamai Oimrim. Begins Halacha Dalad. Amar Rav Tarfon, said Rav Tarfon, Ani Yisi Boba Derech, I was coming along the way, either he was walking, possibly he was riding on an animal, Vihitisi Likrois Kedivri Beishamai, and it was the Zman of Krishma Shel Arvis, and I went down off my animal. I laid down, because the Pasuk says, Bishach Bacha, when you're lying down. And according to Beis Shammai, you have to say, Krishma Shalila, lying down as you would be going to sleep. Not like Beis Hillel, who say you could say it in any fashion. Visikanti ba'atzmi. And by doing that, by lying down on the road in the middle of the way, I endangered myself, Mipnei Halistin, because of the robbers that were in abundance in that area. Amrulai, when the Chachamim heard what Rav Tarfon said concerning what had happened, the Chachamim said, Kedai ha'yisa, it was fitting, lochay val atzmecha, if you would have perished because of what you did, she'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel, because you went against the words of Beis Hillel, as the Pnei Moshe says, on the words of the Mishnah, Amar Rav Tarfon, Roy Hayisa Lahorig, it was fitting that you should die. Vim Hayisa Meis, and if you would have died, Hayisa Mischaiv Benafshcha, it would have been your own fault for what you had done wrong. As the Charedim explains, based on the Gemara that we're going to learn soon on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Kivan, the Nifsek Halacha Kebeis Hillel, we have a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but since the halacha is gepaskin like Beis Hillel, ha'ois said the like of Asayu, whoever does not like Beis Hillel, but rather does like Beis Shammai, af al gav de samach ad Beis Shammai, even though he's relying on Beis Shammai, mikrei oiver al divrei chachamim, the chayiv misa, he's called someone who went against the words of the chachamim, he's chayiv misa. And the Charedim brings a Gemara that we had earlier in the Yerushalmi and Daf Testament Aleph, where there was a Machloikis Reb Shimon against the Chacham Yachid V'Rabim, and the Halacha concerning the din there of Shvius was like the Chachamim against Reb Shimon, and someone did like Reb Shimon, and as we're going to find the Pasuk on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, on that it is said, U'poyreitz Geder Yishechenu Nachash, someone who breaks the fence which the Chachamim have erected, a snake should bite him. Because whoever is over al divrei Chachamim is Chayiv Misa, and that's what the Chachamim were saying here to Reb Tarfon, who went like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, when the halacha is like Beis Hillel. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim and the Poskim. If someone, in fact, read Kriyishma according to Beis Shammai, who insists on him lying down at night for Kriyishma Shel Arvis, or standing up, Bukumecho, for Krishma Shel Shacharis, is he Yotze B'dievet or not? Tosfos in the Bavli, in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Riyam Maskil Tani Rabbi Cheskel says that if someone reads Krishma according to the Sheet of Beis Shammai, he's even B'dievet, not Yotze. Because people will get the impression that the halach is like Beis Shammai, and then if the person will be in a position where he will not be able, for one reason or the other, to do Bishach Becha at night or Bekumecha during the daytime, he won't say Kriyishma. It'll come to being over on not saying Kriyishma. And that's why the Chachamim, according to the Shita of Tosfos, held that he's even b'dieved, not yoitz, if he did it like Beis Shammai. However, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim, Simon Samach Gimel, Siv Beis, of course, say that l'chatchila one should not do like Beis Shammai, but b'dieved, if one read Kriyishma like Beis Shammai, they are yoitz. Begins the Gemara. Chavraya, the scholars, said, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara now is going to bring a entire discussion on the chashivas of Divrei Seifrim. Since we said in the Mishnah that Reb Tarfon was deserving of death because he had been over, he had transgressed a Durabonin by siding with Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. When the Halach is like Beis Hillel, the Gemara now is going to describe the severity of an Isser Durabonin. So the Chavraya said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Doidim Divrei Seifrim LeDivrei Torah, that the words of the Seifrim, of the Rabbanan of Chazal, they are, as the Pnei Moshe explains, Kloimar, in the second last line of the Pnei Moshe, Kroivim Hein LeDivrei Torah. They are close to Divrei Torah. They are like wedded together with Divrei Torah. Since it is only through the words of the Chazal, the words of the Rabbanan, that we can understand the correct meaning in Torah Shebiksav, so they are considered doidim. They are considered beloved together with the words of Torah Shebiksav itself. The Rash Cirillo says in the last comment on this Ovid, a little different, Kroivim v'ahuvim ala Torah, that the words of the Seifrim are beloved and close onto the Torah. Kloimer ha-Torah chalekes kovid l'divrei Seifrim, kidiyolav. As we're going to soon learn from Sukkim, that the Torah shebiksav, the written Torah, bestows honor upon the words of Chazal, the words of the Sofer. And now we continue on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Chavivim Kedivrei Torah, the words of the Sofrim are as dear as the words of the Torah. And we learn this from a Pasuk. The Pasuk states, V'chichech b'yayin hatoiv. This is a Pasuk in Shirim, Perik, Zayin, Pasuk Yud. V'chichech, your palate, says the Charedim. This refers, Shal Knesset Yisrael, Heim Sofreo. The Chachamim, they are like the palate of Klal Yisrael. They are equal kiyayin hatoiv. They are equal to good, precious wine, says the Charedim. This refers to Yena Shal Torah, the wine of Torah, as we find a pasuk in Mishle, Vishashu Bayayin Masachti, and they will drink the wine that I have mixed. This refers to the Torah Shebiksav. So the idea of what we are saying here is that the same schar that a person receives for doing a din Torah, he will receive the same schar for doing something that the Rabbanan commanded him to do. And the converse, if he, chas v'sholem, is over on the Rabbanan, he will receive the same punishment, the same onesh, as one who is over on a din d'oraisa chas v'sholem. So the divrei seifrim are considered equal in importance in chashivas to the words of Torah Shebiksav itself. Continues the Gemara, Shimon bar Va, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon bar Va said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he disagrees with what was said before. Doidim divrei seifrim l'divrei Torah. On that part, he does agree that the words of the Sofrim are beloved and they're connected with the Divrei Torah. But as far as the preciousness of the Divrei Seifim, the Chavivim, Yoiser mi Divrei Torah, the Divrei Seifim are even more dear than the Divrei Torah. As the Pasuk says, Ki Toivim Doidecha Miyayin, your beloved are better even than wine. The beloved are referring to the Divrei Seifrim, and the Yayin again is referring to Divrei Torah. And here we see that Toivim Doidecha Miyayin, that they're even more dear than Yayin. The Rabbeinu Yoinin, the Shari Tshuva Shar Gimel Oy Zayin, explains that since the whole basis of performance of mitzvahs is Yiras Hashem, as the Pasuk says, Ma Hashem Sholmimcha Kiyim Li Yira, and by a Derabbanan, there is more expression of Yiras Shemayim than even by a Deraisa, because this indicates how far the Chachamim went to make a getter, to make a fence, not to come to be over on the Divrei Torah. And therefore, every time a person is Mekayim at the Rabbanan, that is an expression of Yiras Shemayim even greater than being Mekayim a Din D'Raisa. And that's why we say, Chavivim Yoiser Midivrei Torah. Rabbo Bar Koyin, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi, Teidelach, I'll bring you a proof that the words of the Seifrim are even more dear, more precious than Devar Torah, Shechaviv and Devar Seifrim, Devar Torah, Shaharei Rab Tarfin, our Mishnah concerning Rab Tarfin, Ilu Loikara, had he not read Kriya Shema at all, Loi Haya Oiver El Abasei, he only would have been Oiver in an Asei, meaning that he would not have received any punishment, because for when one is over on an assay, there is no malchus. But vayidei sha'avar al divrei beis hillel, but because he said krishma, but he said it like beis shammai, b'shach b'cha, lying down, and not like beis hillel, who said you could do it anyway, b'shach b'cha only means at the time when people go to sleep. So he went like beis shammai, saying the shema against beis hillel, vayidei sha'avar al divrei beis hillel, since he was over on the words of beis hillel, nischayiv misa, so he was mechuyiv misa b'dei shamayim, at the hands of heaven. Al shame, based on the pasuk, u'paritz gedei shechenu nachash, as we mentioned before, that one who breaks through the fence that Chachamim made, since we paskin halach in our case, like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai, he's breaking the fence of Beis Hillel, then Yishachenu Nachash, a snake should bite him. So we see from our own Mishnah that the words of the Seifrim are even more precious than the words of Torah itself. And for being over under the Rabbanan, there would be a chiyuv misa b'dei shemaim. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva Shar Gimel Ois Hei explains that the reason for this is that when a person is over on a din Torah, so when he reflects on it, he realizes that he had a momentary lapse. The Yetzer Hara got a hold of himself, and he's mischaret on the fact that he transgressed, he wasn't mekayim a mitzvah asay from the Torah, and he resolves that next time he will do the mitzvah properly. However, when he's over on a derabbanan, his attitude is, big deal, it's only a derabbanan. As we hear many people saying, it's only a derabbanan. He shows by that a lack of chashivas, of importance for a mitzvah derabbanan, for a takana derabbanan. And in his thinking, there is something lacking, something deficient concerning his relationship, his regard for divrei chachamim, and that's why it's even worse than when he has a momentary lapse and is not mekayim a mitzvah asay from the Torah. And for this reason, uparetz gedei shechenu nachash, he is literally chayiv misa at the hands of heaven for not having done the mitzvah properly according to the Takanas Chachamim. Continues the Gemara with a related brisa to what we have learned before. Tani Rabbi Shmuel, we learned in a brisa that Rabbi Shmuel said, Divri Torah Yeshben Isser Yeshben Heter. The words of Torah have in it things that are prohibited and things that are permitted. They also have Yeshben Kulun, the Yeshben Chumran. There are some things that are easier and some things that are more difficult. As the Marav Fulda explains, Kulin would refer to a mitzvah saseh, as we learned before. If someone did not fulfill a mitzvah saseh, there is no punishment. There is no malchus, for example. Or, says the Marav Fulda, even a lo saseh would be called kulin. If there's no chorus attached to it, there's only malchus. And chumrim would refer either to an asay sheyesh ba chorus, which would be like Pesach and Mila, which are positive mitzvahs that if one does not fulfill them, there's a chiv chorus. That would be included in chumrim. And a lo saseh, for which there's not only malchus, but there is a higher onesh of kares or mises bezdin, or for that matter, misa b'dei shemaim. These would all be considered assays and los assays that are more chomer. That's concerning the din minat Torah. Avol divrei seifrim, but concerning divrei seifrim, the rabbanon kulon chamur and hain. They're all very difficult. Why? Because as we just learned before, if someone is pirates geder, if he breaks a fence that the chacham erected, yishechenu nachash. For all of them, he has a chiyuv of misa b'dei shemayim. Teidelach, I'll bring you a proof. Shehu kain, that this is correct, that this is so. The tanin and taman, we learned over there a Mishnah Mesechta Sanhedrin, as the Charedim brings down in Perek HaNechnachin, Daf Pei Ches Amid Beis, where it concerns a Zaken Mamre. This is a Talmud Chacham, who rules against what the Sanhedrin HaGadol in the Lishus HaGazdis in the Beis HaMikdash, he rules against their psak. So the halach is that he is chayv chenek. Ha'oimer ein tefillin lavar al divrei Torah pater. But the Mishnah there states that if the Zaken Mamre came to his town and said that I'm paskening that you don't have to wear tefillin, that was his psak, then he's potter. As the Chareidim brings down Rashi there in the Sugi in Sanhedrin Pei Chesem at Beis, the Oimer ain't tefillin potter, the ain't zu hayra, the zil kribe ravu. This is a pasuk which children even know. You tell the person, go to a Rebbe and learn Chumash. Every child knows this din that you have to put on tefillin. So when a dayan paskens a din that is an open pasuk in Chumash, that's not even considered a hayra, and therefore it's more lenient and he's potter. However, if he paskin, that instead of having four compartments to the tefillin shel roish, one should have tefillin of five compartments, chamesh taitafois, lohoisiv al divrei seifrim, the chachamim darshin, chazal darshin, that tefillin consists of, in the shel roish, four compartments. And he says, no, there's five. That's considered a hurrah, keneged, the Sanhedrin. Because it's not something that's written beferish in the Torah. It came about through a drashas chazal. As Rashi brings down, the Gemara there in the Sugi and Pechesim at Beis, it's also earlier in Sanhedrin on Dav Daladam at Beis, that we learn it from the word taitafois, which refers to tefillin. And this is made up of a contraction of two words, tat and pas. And chazal there in Dav Daladam at Beis say, tat bekasvi shtayim, that the word tat in Kaspia means two, and pas Ba'afriki, in Africa, that the last part of the word, toitofois, pas, that also means two. And together, it represents the four compartments of the tefillin shel roish that we have in tefillin. So if a zuck in Mamre comes along and says against the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas HaGozes that there should be five compartments, and this is something not written beferish in the Torah, it's from a drushas of the Divrei Seif, from a drushas chazal, that's considered a hurrah, and he's considered a bona fide Zaken Mamre, and therefore he'll be Chayiv Chenek. So we see that here we have a stringency of a drushas chazal over a pasuk that's written in the Torah beferish. Until now, the Gemara was comparing Divrei Seiferim to Divrei Torah, and at this point, the Gemara is going to compare Divrei Seiferim to the words of the Nevi'im. Rav Chananya bereid Rav Ada b'shem Rav Tanchum. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chananya, the son of Rav Ada, said in the name of Rav Tanchum, who was the son of Rabbi Chia, Chamurim, Divrei Zekenim, and Divrei Nevi'im. The words of the Zekenim are more chomer than the words of the Nevi'im. That's the gears that the Pnei Moshe has here, and we'll first learn the Gemara according to the Pnei Moshe. The Charedim has a different gears. So the Pnei Moshe learns that the words of the Sofrim, the Zakenim, Chazal, are more chomer, they're more stringent than the words of the Nevi'im. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Micha, Al Tatifu Yatifun, that Klal Yisrael told the Nevi'im not to preach to them. Al Yatifu Leila, don't preach to these people, Lo Yaseh Kalimois. They should not be overtaken by shame based on your chastisement, your Musser. Uksiv, and then the Pasuk states, Ativ L'chol Yayin L'sheich, or I'll preach to you for wine and for alcohol. The only thing that the people wanted in the Nevi'im to preach is that they should go to drink wine and alcohol. So because of that, the Rebbeinu Shalom stopped Nevuah. That's what the Navi was told. There will not be any Nevuah because the people don't want to accept the Nevuah. They only want to accept the Nevuah for bad purposes. So that's concerning Nevuah. But concerning the words of the Seifrim, there the Pasuk states unequivocally, V'higidu l'cha estvar ha-mishpat, that the Chazal, the Dayanim, the Poiskim, in each generation will tell the will tell Klal Yisrael what the ruling of the Torah is. And someone who doesn't want to listen to the ruling receives a punishment. We don't listen to the people that they don't want to hear from the authorities. They have to listen. That's when it comes to Divrei Seferim, because it's stringent. As the Pnei Moshe concludes, Hare Chamurim Heim Divrei Zekenim and Divrei Nevi'im. We see that the words of the Zekenim are more chumra than the words of the Nevi'im. When Klal Yisrael didn't want to hear the Nevuah, Hashem stopped the Nevuah. And as far as the Seferim is concerned, it was unconditional. Klal Yisrael has to listen to the Sefer. However, the Haredim's girsa here in the Gemara is that the word chamurim is with a dalid. Chamudim, bedalis garsinan, says the Haredim. Kloimar, nechmodim ba'oznei ashoimim. That when people hear the words of Chazal, it's very dear to them, it's very precious to them. And then the Haredim says that he found in the Ayin Yaakov, chavivin, instead of the word Chamudim or Chamurim, he found Chavivim, and that's the same as Chamudim, that the words of Chazal were precious in the ears of those who heard it. And because of this girsa, the Haredim learns that the Navi was telling Klal Yisrael, when they said to the Navi, we don't want to hear Nevuah, it's not that the people were saying the only Nevuah we want to hear is to go drink wine and alcohol. That was the pshat that we were learning according to the Pnei Moshe. According to the Haredim, the pshat is that the Nevi'im were responding to Klal Yisrael and saying, okay, you don't want to hear the Navi, but go hear the words of Chazal, of the Chachamim, who explained the Torah. And they are known, as we've had in the Gemara before, the Yena Shel Torah. So Atiflach, I'll preach to you Liyayin Olesheicher. I'll preach to you the words of the Chachamim, which are compared to Yayin and Sheicher. They are compared to the very words of the Torah itself, which is the Yena Shel Torah. That's the way the Haredim and the Ayin Yaakov learned this Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Navi v'zaken. You have these two figures of authority, a Navi and a Zaken l'mahein dam. What can they be compared to? L'melech, to a king. Shesheleach shnei palmatrin shlo. He sends two of his officials, l'medina, to a country. Alechad me'em kosev, concerning one of the officials, he writes a letter. Im'eino mar lechem chaysem sheli. If this official does not show you my stamp, v'sam natirin shali, and my identification marks, my logo, al taminu lai, do not believe him. He's not a messenger of mine. He has to show you this. Val echad mehen kosev, and on the other official he wrote a letter. Afal pishein emar lechem chaysem shali. Even if he doesn't show you my signet, my stamp, heminu beloy chaysem v'sam natirin. Believe him that he's a messenger of mine without my signet, without my seal and my identification marks. Kach b'navi k'siv, by a navi he has to show an identification mark. What is the identification mark? As it says in the Torah, v'nasan elecha oitzer maifis. He has to make a sign, something unusual he predicts will happen, and it happens. That's a sign that he's a navi, a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baram hacha, but concerning the Talmidei Chachamim, the Zekenim, it says, al pi haTorah asher yaruha, whatever they paskin for you, that's what you have to listen to. And they do not need to show you an ois or a maifis in order for you to have what we call emunas chacham, to believe in the chachamim, that what they are saying is valid. So here again, the Gemara continues the theme of this entire Amid, that the words of the chachamim in many aspects are even greater than the words of Torah or the words of the Nevi'im. Continues the Gemara, Hadod et Tamar, this was said, Mishiyotzos Baskol, after the Baskol went out. Let us give a brief introduction to this piece of Gemara. First of all, what is the Gemara referring to? Tells us the Haredim, Divrei Maskol Hadod et Tamar, Amasnis and Koy, it's going on our Mishnah, Diktani Chayiv Misa Lo'ivar al Divrei Beis Hillel, that a person who transgresses the words of Beis Hillel, like Reb Tarfon did, he is Chayiv Misa. This was only said after the Bas Kol went out. And what the Gemara is referring to is, as the Haredim tells us in Divrei Maskol Mishiyotzo Bas Kol, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara tells us that there was a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel for 3 years, And there was no resolution who the halacha was like. Even though the Torah tells us Achrei Rabim Lahatois, that we should go after the majority, and Beis Hillel was a majority over Beis Shammai, who was a minority. However, the Gemara there in Erevin says that Beis Shammai was Mechadadei Tvei. They were sharper. They were bigger Lamdanim. They knew how to learn better than Beis Hillel, and therefore there was a question, perhaps the halacha of Achrei Rabim Lahatois in such a circumstance does not apply. Until after 3 years, a bas kol came out and said that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. What exactly is a bas kol? Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Bavli, Daf, Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, tells us that it is, in the words of Tosfos, mitoich oisei koil yoitzei koil. It's like when someone claps two things together, and he hears an echo from the bang that he just caused, there reverberates a sound far away. It's a kol that goes out of a kol. And this refers to the period at the beginning of Bais Sheni, when nevuah stopped, and bas kol began to be heard by some people, and it had some strength of Ruach HaKodesh, similar to the strength of Nevuah. There are those who say that the word is written in the feminine, bas kol, as opposed to ben kol, to signify that it didn't have the same strength as Nevuah. It was a lesser darga, lesser degree of Ruach HaKodesh. And that's why it's put in the feminine, bas kol, to indicate that it was weaker than actual Nevuah. The Maratzchius there in the Sugi and Sanhedrin Yud Aleph tells us that bas kol can also refer to what we find very often in the Gemara, when a great Tana or a Moira would meet a young child who was learning Chumash in Yeshiva, and he would ask him, Psukli Psukecha, tell me your pasuk, what you're learning. And very often the Tana or the Amora would understand from the pasuk that the young child was telling him that it related to something that the Tana or Amora had to know. And that was also a miniature type of Nevuah referred to, says the Maratzchius, as a bas kol. So our Gemara is saying that this halacha, that a person who's over on Divrei Beis Hillel is Chayiv Misa, that is Mitshiyotso Bas Kol. That's after the Bas Kol came out and the halacha was ruled like Beis Hillel. Avol ad shelo yotso Bas Kol. But before the Bas Kol, while they were still having the Machlokas for 3 years, so there are those who are Goyris in our Gemara here, as we find in the Gemara in Erevin, a person has a choice before the bas kol came out that he could either paskin like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel. The Charedim here in Divrei Maskol Mishiyotza Bas Kol brings Tosfos, who wonders why it is that in this Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel we listen to the bas kol to paskin like Beis Hillel. And on the other hand, we have a famous Gemara above Metzia Daf Nun Tesamet Aleph in the sugya of Taner Shel Achanoi, a Taner that was like a snake, where Rabbi Lozer argued on the Chachamim, and he refused to listen to the Rabbim. And even though there were signs from Shemayim that Hashem gave that really the Halacha is like Rabbi Lozer, and there was even a bas kol that came out and said the Halacha is like Rabbi Lozer. However, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Ei mashgichim bebas kol, loy b'shemayim hi." Torah is not in heaven. We have a rule that says in the Torah, "Achrei Rabim Lahatois." So the question is, why over there do we hold like Rabbi Yeshua that ei mashgichim bebas kol? Whereas in our machlokes b'sham beisil, we did go after the bas kol. And Tosfos gives a very fundamental answer, that over there we didn't paskin like Rabbi Lozer against the Chacham because it was Yachid v'Rabim Halacha k'Rabim. The Halacha in that din of Taner Shel Achanoi, which was a shail of Tumah v'Tahara, there the Halacha is like the majority, the Rabbanan, against Rabbi Lozer. And even if Rabbi Lozer can marshal on his side signs from heaven that he is correct, he can marshal a bas kol that he's correct, loy b'shamayim, we go after the Rov, as Hashem told us in the Torah, Achri Rabban Lahatois. Whereas in the Machlokes Beisham and Beisil, the Baskol was saying that the halach is like the majority, that the rule of Achri Rabban Lahatois applies. And that's why in the Machlokes Beisham and Beisil, we do go after the Baskol. So before the Baskol, a person could choose to do like Beis Shammai, or a person could choose to go like Beis Hillel. And now here in the Yerushalmi states, actually, Yotzev Baskol, Kolo writes, L'hachmer al atzmai v'linoi k'chumrei Beis Shammai, u'k'chumrei Beis Hillel. If a person said, since there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, I will take the chumrah of both, meaning that, as the Gemara tells us in the Bavli, even when the two chumras are soiser one another, in a case where if I take the chumrah of Beis Shammai and the chumrah of Beis Hillel, each chumrah will be a contradiction one to the other. If somebody does such a thing, al zeh ne'emar, haksil b'choshech hoylech, a fool goes in the darkness. What about the other hand? If a person will take the kula of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that's the next Gemara, kekula elu ve'elu, and as Chaim Kanievsky Shlita in the Beer on Yerushalmi explains here also, the kula of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is speaking in a case where one kula contradicts the other kula, and he's makel every possible way, even there when they're contradictory. Nikra Rasha, such a person's a Rasha. Ella, e kekulei kechumri didain, either you take the kulas and the chumras of Beis Shammai, e kekulei kechumri didain, or you take the kulas and the chumras of Beis Hillel. Hadain, or others are goris, hado de tamar, achelo yatsabasko. When can you choose either the kula and the chumras of Beis Shammai or the kula and the chumras of Beis Hillel? That's before the Baskol came out. Ava Mishiyatz of Baskol, but after the Baskol came out, lo'ay lo malachit every Beis Hillel. We always paskin like Beis Hillel, and that's why Reb Tarfon, who was operating after the Baskol, was going against the words of Beis Hillel and was endangering his life because he was over on divrei chacham. As the Gemara now states, v'cholo over al divrei Beis Hillel, chayiv misa. Tony, we learned in a brisa, Yotza Baskol, besides the Baskol, which said that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, it said something else as well. Eilu v'eilu divrei alikim chayim, that both the words of Beis Shammai and the words of Beis Hillel are the words of the living Hashem. Aval, halacha divrei Beis Hillel. How are we knowing in this world the halacha is like Beis Hillel? How could both versions, tamei tar, chayiv potter, aser mutter, how can they both be the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Ritva brings from the Medrash Shoicher Toiv that wherever you have a Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel or other Gedolei Yisrael, there were two interpretations of the Psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to Moshe at Sinai, and he said, Achri Rabban Lahatois, whatever Roiv Klal Yisrael, Roiv Chacham Yisrael will decide, that will become the halacha. I'm not deciding. Loi b'shamayim hi. There are two valid interpretations of the pasuk, and therefore elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. And others explain that Beis Shammai, who's usually machmer in every machlokes with Beis Hillel, are the machmirim who represent midas hadin. Beis Hillel are midas harachamim. They're mekel, and the way we're knowing in this world is like Beis Hillel midas harachamim. However, Las Lavai, we will operate with Midas Hadin, and there the halacha will be like Beis Shammai. So therefore, in truth, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have validity in the Torah, Elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, especially since they both were searching for the truth, and were looking at what the truth is in an unbiased way. So both of their opinions were, in fact, words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eichen Yotze Baskol, the word Eichen is like Heichon. Where did this Baskol come out? And that's where were the Chachamim when this Baskol came out that said, Eilu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, and also said the halacha that we're noig in Eilu Mazeh is like Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yomar B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, B'Yavne Yotze Baskol. This particular Baskol came out in the city of Yavne. Begins the next Mishnah, Halacha Hei. B'shachar mevorach shtayim lefaneh v'achas lacharah. Kriyishma shel shacharis. We make two brachas before Kriyishma, and one bracha after Kriyishma. The Pnei Moshe says the two brachas before Kriyishma are Yoitzer Oyer and Ava Rabba. And the one bracha after Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is Emes V'Yatzar, as we turn to Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Uba Erev, and concerning Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, Mevorach Shtayim L'faneha, Ushtayim L'achareha, he makes two brachas before, which the Pnei Moshe says is Marv Aravim and Avas Oilam, and he makes two brachas after Kriya Shema, which are Emes V'Emuna and Hashkivenu. Then the Mishnah continues, Achas Aruch of Achas Ksar, one is long and one is short. There's a three-way machloikis, what this phrase is referring to. The Charedim goes with the Shita of Rashi in Bavli Brachas, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, where Rashi says this refers, Ashtayim L'Achre D'Arviskoi. This goes on the two Brachas that are said following Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and they are Emes V'Emuna and Hashkivenu. The obvious question is that Hashkivenu is also a rather lengthy bracha, and the Miri answers that compared to Emes V'Emuna, it's considered like a short bracha. It's not as short as a Birchas HaPeiros or Birchas HaMitzvahs, but relative to Emes V'Emuna, it's considered a short bracha. However, Tosfos there in Bavli Brachas Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Divrei Hamaschel Achas, Tosfos asks the question that the question that the Miri addressed, that Hashkivenu is also considered a long bracha. And in the Tosefta, which lists all the short brachas, we don't find them listing Hashkivenu. A second question that Tosfos asks on Rashi is that Emes V'Emuna, the Gemara in the Bavli, tells us that one can say it long as we do. However, according to the Man D'Yomer that it holds, that you don't say Parshas Tzitzis Balayla, then there's a much shorter version of Emes V'Emuna. It becomes a very short bracha. So why should we refer to Emes V'Emuna as a long bracha when it could be made short? Therefore, based on these questions, Tosfos learns a different pshat entirely. It's not going on Emes V'Emuna and Hashkivenu. It's going only on Emes V'Emuna. And what it means in Achas Aruch of Achas Ksar is not like Rashi learned. You make one long bracha Emes V'Emuna and one short one Hashkivenu. But rather, Achas means whether. Whether Achas Aruch, whether you're going to make the Emes V'Emuna the way we usually make it, very lengthy. V'Achas Ksar, and whether you're going to have a short version, a short form of the bracha of Emes V'Emuna, either way, your yotzei that bracha. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. The Pnei Moshe here in the sugya, here in the Yerushalmi, gives a third pshat, that it's not going on Emes V'Emuna and Hashkivenu like Rashi learns. It's not going on Emes V'Emuna alone like Tosfos learns, but rather it's going on the two brachas that precede Kriya Shema, both in the morning and at night. And Arucha means when it has a bracha at the beginning and at the end. So by Shacharis, this refers to Yotzer Or. By Mariv, it refers to the first bracha of Mariv Aravim. That's the Arucha. And Achas Ketzara, by Shacharis, this refers to Ava Rabbah, which comes right before Kriya Shema. There's only a bracha at the end. There's no bracha at the beginning. And by Mariv, it refers to Avas Oilam Beis Yisrael, again, the bracha right before Kriya Shema, where it has a bracha at the end and it has no bracha at the beginning. So we have these three pshatim, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Pnei Moshe. What is the pshat in Achas Arucha of Achas Ktsara? Continues the Mishnah, Makom She'amru L'Harech Einu Rishoy L'Katzer, L'Katzer Einu Rishoy L'Harech. Again, there are numerous pshatim in the Rishon, and we will go with Rashi Sheet in the Bavli, that it is speaking about the length of the bracha in a place where the matbeya shetavu chachamim, the form of the bracha that the chachamim established, was a lengthy bracha. A person has no right to make it short. In a place where it was made by the chazal short, lekatzer, ein rishar laharach, you can't make it long. And then the Mishnah concludes, Lachtoim einu rishoy shaloi lachtoim. If there is a bracha at the end, according to the way the Chazal established it, a person has no right to say, I'm not going to make a bracha at the end. And where the Chazal were misakin shaloi lachtoim, as Charedim says, kigoyim birchas ha-peiris va-mitzvahs. By the brachas ha-peiris va-mitzvahs, we don't have a end of the bracha as a bracha. We just have Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri Ha'etz. We only have one bracha at the beginning. We don't have a bracha at the chasima. So Shaloi Lachtoim Einu Rishoy Lachtoim. A person is not allowed to add on and make another bracha at the end as well. Begins the Gemara, Rav Simon B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. Rav Simon, in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, says, Al Shem V'Gitzu B'Yom V'Laylo. Because of the pasuk of Vigis Bayom Velaylo, what is Reb Simon referring to? The Gemara now wants to find out why Chazal were misakein three brachas before and after Kriyat Shema in the morning and four brachas before and after Kriyat Shema at night. So Reb Simon says, because since the pasuk says Vigis Bayom Velaylo, a person should articulate, he should delve into the words of Torah day and night. But this pasuk refers to the saying of Kriyat Shema as well, that it should be recited in the morning and at night. So we learn that we compare the morning to the night, shetehei hagiyas hayoyim v'alayla shavin, that the recitation of Kriyat Shema in the daytime and at night should be equal. The Charedim brings down a pshat of the Rashban at Tshuva, and that's how we will learn this Gemara, although there are other pshatim to the Gemara. The Rashba says that Rav Simon held like the B'nai Marava, the people from Eretz Yisrael, as we find that the Bavli quotes the B'nai Marava, that they said, Daber al B'nai Yisrael v'amart aleim, ani Hashem alekeichem emes, they left out at night the whole Parsha of Tzitzis. And in the morning, they used to say the three parshas of Shema, Vahoya, and Vayomer. It was only at night that they said two. So it comes out that if you count not only the brachas, but the parshios, in the morning you have more parshios, according to the B'nai Marava, than at night. At the morning you have three, and at night you only have two. So, and since there's a requirement of a higisa boy yoimam v'layla, shetehei hagayas hayoim v'layla shavin, that the recitation of the parshias and brachas of Kriyat Shema and at night and during the day should be equal. So that's why, since there were three parshias in the morning, they added three brachas, two before Kriyat Shema and one after. That's a total of six parshias and brachas combined. And at night, where you only had two parshias, because according to the B'nai Marava, you didn't say parshas tzitzis, you made a short form there of Dabar el B'nai Yisrael v'amart aleihem, ani Hashem lekeichem emes, you left out the whole parshas tzitzis. So therefore, to make it equal to the morning, they had to have an additional four brachas, two before Kriyat Shema, two after. That's a total, parshias and brachas combined, six, which equals exactly what you have in the morning. That is the shita of Rav Simon. However, continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi bar Avin b'shem Rabbi Shuben Levi, he says a different pshat. Al shem sheva b'yom hilach ticha al mishpatei tzikecha, that every day I would praise you with seven blessings for the mishpatim, your righteous laws. I would give you seven brachas of praise. And Rashi on the Mishnah in Brachas Bavli, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, quotes this Mandiyomer, and this is the Lashon of Rashi, Kid Amar B'Brachas Yerushalmi, Sheva Brachas Halalu, these seven brachas, why do we say them? Why did Chazal, why were they convey them? Al Shem, the Pasuk can tell him, Sheva B'Yayim Hilal Ticha. So Rashi in the Bavli is quoting the very Yerushalmi we're learning right now. So the Charedim explains, again, the Rashban de Tshuva, which is found in Chelik Aleph, Simen Nun Aleph, that Rabbi Yossi held like the people that he lived amongst, which is the B'nai Bavel, not like the B'nai Marava, they used to say at night the Parsha of Tzitzis as well. So Rabbi Yossi was not going into the amount of Parshios, because you have three in the morning, you have three at night, according to the B'nai Bavel. But rather, Rabbi Yossi was just focusing on the brachas. Why is it that you have 3 in the morning and 4 at night, a total of 7? The answer is because I have a pasuk which says, Sheva b'yom halticha mishpatei tzikecha. And now Rav Nachman comes along and combines the concept of a gisa b'yom v'layla and the concept of Sheva b'yom halticha. Says Rav Nachman, Shem Rav Mani, call him a kaim Sheva b'yom halticha, whoever makes the brachas before and after Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, and before and after Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, he is kilukiyem v'gisa b'yom v'layla. It's as if that he has learned day and night. In other words, as the Gemara tells us, that if a person is not able to learn during the day, he's mekayim the inyan of limud haTorah by saying Kriya Shema Shel Shachris and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Why do we need the brachas as well? So on this, the Haredim explains the first very wide line at the bottom, Ha'ikr mishum haKriya Shema d'chsev la'yamush sefer haTorah v'higisa. What is compared to Torah? That's the pasuk of Egisa by Yom Velayla, Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. That means you haven't left Torah if you weren't able to learn anything else. But, continues the Haredim, Elamish, Eina Mechashiva Torah, Likrois Bebirchaseo. But someone who doesn't give proper chashivas, proper importance to the Torah by reciting the blessings over the Torah, Kilu Laikara, it's as if he has not read the Kriya Shema, he has not learned Torah. Dichsiv, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, but it's a Gemara in the Dorim as the Haredim brings Daf Pei Aleph. Vayoyimar Hashem al Azrim es Torasi. They went all over to find out why there was a Churban, and Hashem said the reason is because they left over my Torah. And the Gemara there explains in the Dorim Pei Aleph Shalai Birchu al Torah, Lai Birchu b'Torah Tchila. They didn't make a bracha before their learning. They showed that there was no chashivas to learning. How did they show it? By not reciting a bracha. It comes out that in order for you to have the Kriya Shema count as Divrei Torah, you have to involve brachas which give the chashivas to Torah. So the brachas give the chashivas to Kriya Shema, which is equal to Torah, but only if you make brachas over it, you show the chashivas. Because we see from the Gemara in the Dorm, when they did not make a bracha, they only learned, it was considered as if they didn't learn. Azvam es Torasi. You're not showing the proper chashivas for Divrei Torah. Therefore, you cannot take Kriya Shema by itself to be equal to learning unless you have the brachas with. And that's why Rav Nachman said, "Kol ha'mekayim sheva b'yom halticha is ki'ilu kiyum gisa b'yom v'layla." It's only with the brachas that the Kriya Shema becomes an equivalent of Divrei Torah, which Torah itself requires brachas to show chashivas. So learns the Haredim based on the Tshuvas HaRashba this sugya. Until now in the Gemara, we have been discussing the 7 brachas that we have before and after Kriya Shema, Shel Shachris and Shel Arvis. Now the Gemara is going to go into the Parshiyos of Kriya Shema themselves. And the Gemara asks a startling question. Why do we read these 2 Parshiyos of Shema, Vahafta, and then the Parsha of Vahoyim Shemaya? Why do we read it every day? And the Haredim tells us, why didn't we ask 3 Parshiyos? The third one, the tzitzis, so the Haredim in the third wide line says, Bishlam and Parsha tzitzis, b'shum de'ispa yitzis mitraim. That the Gemara understood. We're not asking on the third Parsha that concerns yitzis mitraim. There's a mitzvah to every day remind yourself of yitzis mitraim. That was not a question. It was only a question on the first 2 Parshas. There are others who are gairus. The Pnei Moshe says that the correct girsa here should be Gimel Parshias. And if you look in the Pnei Moshe, 3 lines from the bottom in the right-hand column, Va'nochem, the Garsinim, and Neymakar, and Gimel Parshias Halalu. And according to the Gra, the Girsa is Mivneima Kairin Parshias Halalu. Why do we read these Parshias? And the question that all the Meforshim ask is, we understand the third Parsha why it's read, but we also understand why the first 2 Parshias are read. It says in each of those Parshias, B'shach b'chov kumecha, that this Parsha should be said when you're lying down and when you get up, or as Beis Hillel holds, at the time of going to bed or when you get up in the morning. So that's the reason why we say it every day. So the Mefarshim explain that we have a machloikis in the Bavli, whether Krishma is the Raisa or the Rabbanan. If we say Krishma is the Rabbanan, some hold it means the entire Krishma, even the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, the recitation of it every day, is only mit Rabbanan. And even if that's the Raisa, but there's a sheet that it holds that the Parshias that are said are only mit Rabbanan. And if so, we understand the Gemara's question. What did the Rabbanan see in these Parshias that made them decide to include that every day to be said as part of the recitation of Kriyishma Shel Shachris and Kriyishma Shel Arvis? If you hold that it's only the Rabbanan, why do we read either Shtei Parshias Halalu or Gimel Parshias Halalu or Parshias Halalu B'chol Yom? So on this we have two terutzim, Rav Levi, Rav Simon. Rav Simon Amar, Mibnei, Shekostas Ben Shchivu V'Kima. Since, as we mentioned before, in both of these parshas, it says, B'shach B'cha U'V'Kumecha, that's why the Chazal felt that it was appropriate that they, in fact, should be recited every day, B'shach B'cha U'V'Kumecha. Rav Levi Amar, Rav Levi gives a different answer. And his answer is, Mibnei Shaseres Hadibris Kelulin Bohen. In these parshas, you have the entire Aseres Hadibris. And that's why it would be better to learn like the Grop, that the question was Parshias Halalu, not only the two Parshias, or like the Pnei Moshe, why were all Gimel Parshias said, because this answer of the Aseres Hadibris is found in them when we're going to analyze where we find the Aseres Hadibris in these Parshias. It's not just the first two Parshias, it's the third one, the Parsha of Tzitzis as well. So the Gemara is answering, we say all three Parshias because we find the Aseres Hadibris throughout the three Parshias. In fact, there are some Sidurim that have, on the side of the three Parshias, they have a notation where in the Kriyishma is Merumas, each of the Aseres Hadibris, and a person should have in mind when he's saying those words of Kriyishma, the corresponding mitzvah of the Aseres Hadibris that he's referring to. And now the Gemara analyzes the psukim to discover the Aseres Hadibris in these Parshias. We only have four of the Aseres Hadibris on this stuff, and B'siyata Rishmai, in the next year we will continue with the remaining six. Let us begin the first four. Anoich Hashem Lekecha, where do you find Anoich Hashem Lekecha, the first of the Aseres Hadibris in Kriyishma? That's very simple. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is our God, that's Anoichi, Hashem Elokecha. Where do you find the next of the Aseres Hadibris? Lo Yielcha Elohim Acher Malponai, that you shouldn't have any other gods, you should not serve any other gods. That's in the last two words of the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. Hashem is one, the only one, and you are not allowed to believe or serve any other idol, any other god. The third of the Aseres Hadibris is Loisisa Hashem Hashem Alekecha Lashav, that you should not take the name of Hashem, your God, in vain. You shouldn't swear falsely. Where do we find that in the three Parshias? It says Vahaftas Hashem Alekecha, you should love Hashem. And we understand from this, Manda Rachim Malka, someone who loves his king, Lo Lishtaba Bishmei Umeshaker, he's not going to swear in the name of his king that he loves and lie. As the Yerushalmi in Saita Perik Hei Halacha Hei states, that a shvua that a person makes using the Shem Hashem is a manifestation of his love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he uses the name of Hashem when he swears truthfully. But Chas V'Shalom, if he swears falsely, he's not going to use that name of Hashem to swear falsely, because that would indicate that he truly does not love Hashem. So V'haftas Hashem Lekecha indicates that one should not swear falsely using the name of Hashem. The fourth of the Aseres Hadibris found in these parshas, and in fact this is found in the third parsha, the parsha of Tzitzis, Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos Lekachi. Where do we find Zechira of Shabbos in the Parsha of Tzitzis, because the Pasuk states, Laman tizkru vasisim es kol mitzvoisai v'yisim kadoshim l'alekeichem. And Rabbi Omer, what does this Laman tizkru refer to? Zu mitzvah Shabbos. You should remember all the mitzvahs refer specifically to the mitzvah of Shabbos. Why? Shehi shkula k'neged kol mitzvah seshal Torah. Shabbos is equal to all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. How do we know that? That we know from a pasuk in Nehemiah, Perek Tes, pasuk Gedalet. Dichsiv es Shabbos kodesh hoydatalem. You Hashem let Klal Yisrael know about Shabbos kodesh. U'mitzvahs v'chukim v'torah tzivisa. And you commanded them through Moshe, your servant, you commanded them your mitzvahs and your chukim. So what do we see? The Torah equates Shabbos that you made known to Klal Yisrael and the mitzvahs and the chukim that you taught them through Moshe Rabbeinu. As we continue on the top of Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Lohidiyacha, this teaches you. From the Pasuk in the Chemi we see, Shehi Shkula Keneged, Mitzvah Seshal Torah, that Shabbos is equal to all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, and that's why in the Parsha of Tzitzis, when it says, Laman Tizkru, you should remember all my mitzvahs, it's referring to the Shabbos, which is equal to all the mitzvahs. So far we've seen four of the Aseres HaDibros in the three Parshias of Kirishma, the next six Siyata Rishmaya in the next year, but now we understand what Rabbi Levi is saying. That's why the Chachamim, Chazal, decided to say every day the three parshias of Kriya Shema, because in the three parshias is merumas the entire Aseres HaDibros.